Hi, my name is Kim Knight, creator of the Knight Method of Transformation. And in this video, I want to talk about asthma and how we can reverse symptoms of asthma without medication. Now, I'm not saying it's not necessary that we don't take medication sometimes. What I'm saying is that sometimes we can reverse symptoms of asthma without medication. And I'm living proof of that. I suffered with asthma for quite a few years. And now I'm 99% free of it. I say 99 because, you know, occasionally I can get a little bit breathless, but then I always can work out the reason. So it is possible to reverse asthma without medication. And in order to do that, we need to learn what really causes it. So in the US, it is said that 1 in 12 people, which is about 8% of the population, experience asthma. And that 6.5% of people going to the doctor say that they have symptoms of asthma. And this number is increasing. So obviously this is a serious issue which we need to address. Now, whilst many people may say that symptoms of asthma are due to pollution or maybe pollen, I'm going to share some other ideas in this video, and I know them to be true because I've personally experienced them myself. Now, many people are not aware that every cell, tissue, and organ in the body has a metaphysical as well as a physical function. So we know that every cell, tissue, and organ have a physical function. But most people don't know that every organ and tissue and cell also has a beyond physical function. So we could say rather than just having a biological function, they also have a biological function. And the lungs are no exception to this. So we need to start to understand that when our body is creating symptoms, it's not just due to something physical. There is something metaphysical going on. And usually that is something to do with our emotions or maybe some limiting beliefs. And usually the two go hand in hand together. It's also usually to do with some form of stress or trauma. And often that stress or trauma may be from the past and may have been forgotten. But the body never forgets. So what we have to do is we have to look at, okay, what is it that is stressing me out? And often we have to ask ourselves, what does this remind me of from the past? Because whatever we're experiencing in the now is usually a repeat of the past. Now, there is a huge connection between the liver and asthma, and most people are unaware of this. Now, the liver holds the emotion of anger, frustration, even rage. And when we literally clog up our liver with these emotions, it toxifies the liver on a physical basis as well. So our emotions literally alter the functioning of our physical organs. Now, our diaphragm sits very close to the liver under the right ribs. And if we have a lot of toxic emotions stored in our liver, unconsciously, we will try and get away from those emotions, if you like. And we will do that by stopping breathing. Because when we breathe fully, we get in contact with our feelings. So we unconsciously stop ourselves from breathing. And this affects our diaphragm. It creates shallow breathing. And it also can create our right shoulder going up and a lot of shoulder pain in our right shoulder and scapular area. So anger and frustration is the most toxic emotion, or one of the most toxic emotions, which is why the liver deals with it, because the liver is all about detoxification. And so our most toxic emotions get stored in our liver. So if we're experiencing asthma, there's often a direct connection between our lungs, our breathing, our emotions, and our liver. So as I said, there are many emotions that can be related to asthma, all sorts of emotions, stress also, fear, shame, guilt, worry, frustration, etc., etc. And it is our job to identify what emotions are inside my body that I haven't cleared, what stress and trauma is inside my body that I haven't cleared, that I need to clear so that my body doesn't have to be clogged up with these emotions and cause these physical symptoms. And as I've already mentioned, or also mentioned, when we have asthma, it's going to affect our diaphragm, which will affect our breathing. And most people become shallow breathers. They're not doing abdominal breathing. If you watch a baby breathing, it will be breathing into its abdomen. That is normal, natural breathing. But as we store all these stresses and emotions inside of us during our life, our breathing becomes shallower and shallower. So we have to learn how to breathe better. And another thing that's interesting is what I have observed, and it certainly was the case for me, is that as we start to address our issues, our life issues, maybe our past traumas, we start to get in touch with our emotions. This is normal, but the body can find this quite uncomfortable, or our psyche can find this quite uncomfortable. And often we can get adult onset asthma when we start to do personal development work. And that was what happened for me. I never had asthma as a child, but I started to get asthma when I was about 35, when I was seriously getting into clearing trauma from the past. And that was when I started to experience asthma, because unconsciously I didn't want to get in touch with those emotions. So my body was closing down and my breathing was closing down, because the lungs are all about taking in life. So there's a lot more I could say about asthma, but these are a few tips. If you'd like to know more, then please see the website.